Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll talk about those wizards with our pal Ava Wallace of the Washington Post. She covers them. Ava, you're a young person, so you may not have seen it. Have you ever seen the movie Office Space?
I haven't. I know all the memes.
Yeah. I figured because you're young, you may not have seen movies. I understand that. Well, there's a particular scene where there's a guy that works for the in the office that's totally useless, and he's meeting with the consultants. And after he's explaining what he does, and it's totally meandering and doesn't count at all, the consultant stops and says, "What is it you'd say you do here? I'd like to ask Davis Bertans, what is it you'd say you do here? One for his last 19 from three, but at least he doesn't play defense. What is going on?"
He's getting paid for one.
Yeah.
No, he's definitely one of the guys when we ask players and Wes for that matter about him and you know, guys like Rui Hachimura, who we saw at shoot around again today. He's still working back in. He hasn't been fully healthy in a long time is something I think he would say. But yeah, it's worrying. You need somebody, especially in a game like a Spurs game where a couple of threes can come in and rattle a young team. They definitely need somebody like that, and that's why they paid him $85 million. So I think the team would say, you know, be patient, but it's definitely, I understand why fans and people are kind of shaking their heads.
Can you give me the cliff notes on exactly what has happened and where we're at with Rui? It was a mental health thing, yes? Or was it that he played too much basketball and he was worn down? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, so the official thing that the team has said is that he just missed training camp and a good chunk of the preseason for personal reasons. He was away. It was an excused absence, so nothing, you know, he got fined for or anything like that. He rejoined the team in mid-October, only recently really started kind of participating in practice. And by last week, he ran through a full practice with the Wizards, no contact. He's in shoot-around now. The next thing kind of I'm looking to see is if he's going to show up on the bench. He hasn't been to a home game yet. He hasn't been on the road with this team yet. So they're being really, really incremental with working him back in, way more so in a completely different way than I just talked about with Bertans. But every time we ask Wes Unseld, you know, is there a timeline? Do you have a date in mind? He says he has no definitive timeline. They're measuring him based on conversations they're having with Rui himself and information they're getting from the medical staff.
Interesting. So I'm a huge proponent of mental health. I've dealt with anxiety for years and I take anxiety medication. I totally understand like how important and how big of a deal it is and people don't get it. So I don't know what I don't know in terms of what he's dealing with, but I think it's fair to ask. Like, he makes about $5 million. Is it nice that they're just saying, don't worry about, we'll keep paying you? Or is that, like, league policy? It just seems like a weird situation to me.
I mean, it's totally up to them. That's the thing. If it's an excused absence and they're not finding him, it's way different from, like, you know, for example, and I'm not comparing the two, but just saying the Ben Simmons situation where the team, it's clear they're coming out and publicly saying or making it known that, you know, we're offering him resources and everything. Of course, the Wizards have all the same kind of league resources that everybody else does. They have their team psychologist who travels on the road even. But yeah, it's pretty much it's an excused absence and something that the Wizards are very clear that they're the ones, they're okay with taking their time with this one.
Ava, I don't think they're as good right now with Dinwiddie and Beal playing together, maybe as they should be, or maybe as they will be. Just kind of give me a State of the Union there.
State of the Union, it's not – I've also been looking out for that because I understand, and Beal has even come out and said, you know, when we ask him about – Dinwiddie making those really clutch shots in the fourth quarter, which he is known to do. I think the last time we asked him about it, Beal said, yeah, I need him to play like that all the time. So it's definitely something I'm watching, but I think Unseld's kind of saying it's not just those two necessarily, and he does like them together on defense. But it's something with the entire starting group that's they're not coming out with the right energy. They're kind of digging themselves in these first quarter holes yet again, which was something we didn't see in the first 2 weeks with this team. And lately has just been really off with we're not sure if it's approach. They're not sure if it's energy, stuff like that. But they're leaving the second unit a lot to do for sure.
Ava, thank you as always. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.